You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to Quiver the Green Arrow podcast. This is our second episode of Smallville Meets Arrow for the episode Arrow.
Woo!
I am one of your hosts, Michael Cohen.
And I'm your other host, Amanda Konkin.
Look at us
following through on what we promised with podcasts about Green Arrow over the summer. What?
We're so good. Mm-hmm. Let's pat ourselves on the back somewhere. Awesome. So we're going to talk about Smallville and the Green Arrow on Smallville for those who missed the last episode. So we're not talking about Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, we just have to, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up on the podcast immediately following
Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con that there was a major announcement. I'm going to be honest with you guys and pull back the curtain a little bit. I didn't follow any of the Comic-Con coverage for Arrow. I haven't, like, seen the panel or any of that sort of thing because I've just been, like, crazy busy the last little bit. But thankfully, you guys out there, you make sure that we know what we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest announcement out of Comic-Con is that Raisa... the Russian, right? Russian, yeah.
I think so because
The Russian nanny housekeeper person from season one, from the pilot, and only the pilot is coming back. In season six of Arrow, so it only took six seasons, but fan favorite Raisa, who we like in the first episode of this podcast, we're like. But she's gonna be important. I bet that she's gonna be like our like conduit into into Oliver's character. And nope, we never saw her again.
Yeah.
But she's coming back, and Mark Guggenheim talked about it a little bit in detail. And the reason why she's coming back is that Ollie, I mean, he has had a son now for several. He's had a son for a long time,
but now he'll have.
He's known about his son for several seasons, but now. He actually has to take care of his son because his mother is apparently dead, as far as we know. But Ollie can't take care of himself, so he's going to need a little bit of help, and that's where Raisa is going to come in. So
exciting.
So super exciting that character's coming back. Like who would have thought going into season six that that's what we would be the most excited about? It's like, oh, are there new costumes to talk about? There are. Is there this? Is there that?
Yes, there is. But we
of course
are excited.
There is. But the only thing that matters is that that character that was in two scenes in the pilot episode of the show is now making a triumphant return. And
this is very cool.
Yeah. So
I always love Comic-Con when it's leading up to it. People are posting. And I'm like, oh, it's exciting. It's gonna be so good. And then the Friday comes around, and I'm like. Why are there all these great trailers out?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, Comic-Con. And so basically just get to spend the whole weekend looking at trailers.
Yeah.
And here's something. I was late on the Stranger Things bandwagon. Like, I didn't watch it for a real long time.
Yeah.
Way longer than I should have. And then I finished it all in, like, 24 hours. And then I'm like, and now I'm like, I can't wait for it to come back. So that's
season
coming.
Two.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, we should have a party.
Yeah.
We should have a... We
Stranger
should
Things
maybe
viewing party?
Oh, I don't want to say it on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, I'll say it. I'll throw this out there. Okay. We should do like a live cast.
of Stranger Things?
Of like maybe like the first two or three episodes or something.
I was gonna
like
say, not the whole thing.
But like, yeah,
that could be
we
cool.
should.
Because totally
Crystal didn't watch it initially with me last year. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy for a second. I saw the trailer for Stranger Things, the first season... I think probably during upfronts of last year, and was immediately like, oh, this is my jam. Like, this is exactly, because I love, it doesn't matter what period it is, but I love it when a filmmaker makes a movie in or a piece of media in a period, and uses not only like the genre tropes of that period to tell the story in like a real way, in an authentic and genuine way, but also uses or at least emulates the technology and style of that period.
That's cool, yeah.
The thing that makes Stranger Things so good is that it's not just a story that takes place in the 80s. It is a story from the 80s, cool, right?
Yeah.
And that means right down to the type of lenses that they use, the type of colors, the themes and the stories that they're telling. Like, it's all there. And I saw that in the initial trailer and was like, I'm going to be all about this show. And then the show came out and everybody else was suddenly like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. And I was like, I had a feeling I was going to like it. I had no idea it was going to be like a thing. I didn't realize that there were that many people out there that were, that had that same hankering for like an 80s, like Goonies, Ferris Bueller, like The Thing, like like there's so many influences in it. It's so good. So if you haven't watched Stranger Things, I think that everybody should.
Yeah, fully. Because I was kind of like, ugh, I just don't.
That's a really good Halloween, because it comes out on the 27th.
Yeah.
So that's a really good like Halloween themed roundtable for us to do. So I'm gonna put some thought into that and to how we're gonna do it. Maybe we'll do like some sort of a watch along or something where people can, because it's Netflix, so everybody can just hit start at the same time and we'll all be synced up.
Do it.
Yeah, lots of really cool stuff out of Comic-Con. Very little of it Arrow-related.
Is it true that Mark Emerson, or is that how you say his last name? Mark Emerson is the Green Party guy here in...
Yeah,
am I thinking of Michael?
Michael Emerson.
Yeah, Michael Emerson.
Yes, yeah, he's coming to season 6, and we don't know, I don't think that we know in what capacity.
He scarred me from Lost. I'll never get over it. I can't watch stuff with him anymore, and I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I will just say.
Well, because he was one of the good guys in oh my God, what's the, I can't remember the name of the show. It was a show that ran for a few seasons that just ended, and that's why he's now available.
Yeah, like The Good Doctor. No, not The Good Doctor.
No,
like,
the one with Jim Caviezel, where they're a Person of Interest.
Ah, there we go, yeah. See, I didn't watch that, because he gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I mean, like, hopefully, they've cast him in an appropriate role.
Well, that would be good.
Right? Because if he's some sort of a bad guy, and we want to have heebie-jeebies, then...
I guess so.
Best man for
but
the job.
But then it's also like, be more obvious, Arrow. But...
Well, look...
You can't win. You can't win with this guy. Honestly.
Adrian Chase seemed like a real charming guy for the first half of the season, and then all of a sudden we learned that he was the most villainous villain the show's ever seen.
But see, and that's the thing, because that's what he was like in Lost as well, where he started out as somebody you didn't like, and then he became all right, kind of like Tess in Smallville.
Yeah.
Because this is the Smallville podcast. We'll talk. Yeah. I forgot that we were talking about Smallville.
Unfortunately, Tess then went back to being a bad guy and then back to a good guy and like waffled back and forth. But
it was upsetting.
Yeah. But yeah, the only other announcement out of Comic-Con that I think is worth mentioning is that Darkwing Duck is going to be on DuckTales.
Oh,
and and I couldn't be more excited. As I've said on the group and that sort of thing, like Thunderquack is named after Darkwing. The Thunderquack, which is Darkwing Duck's jet that he flies around. Well,
his duckmobile
launch pad. Well, no, because the Ratcatcher is his Batmobile,
because it's
his motorcycle with the sidecar. Right.
Right.
The Thunderquack is his Batwing, which is Batman's plane.
It's just, you explained it with such, and it's a thing where like just, I did stop really listening halfway through it because I realized that I had prompted you to tell me and then didn't care.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do that all the time. I am a big jerk.
Yeah, I agree. So Darkwing Duck is coming back, even if he's coming back as a guest star on DuckTales, he's coming back, and so. I don't know. Maybe that means something for Thunderquack in the future. Maybe it doesn't. This podcast will post tomorrow, being Friday. And maybe there will be another announcement tomorrow, which is today if you're listening to this. So I don't know. People should just
maybe there probably will be, or go. There will be, because I was definitely going to bring something up, and then I'm like, wait, is that an announcement for tomorrow?
Maybe there will be. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean there will be, but I don't want to tell people on this podcast.
Of course.
I want people to listen to this podcast and then go to facebook.com/thunderquack. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's slash thunderquack. I just know because the Twitter is like thunderquacknet or something right, like that because yeah, thunderquack was taken. But yeah, go to thunderquack.com and then find the link to the Facebook page if that didn't work. But go there, look at that, and you'll
be
see.
Be excited.
Yeah, be excited. Please be excited. That's a reference to something else.
So this episode, if people want to know, we are watching season 6, episode 4 of Smallville.
Yeah.
But it was really confusing to me because it's called Arrow. So I see Arrow season 6, episode 4. Got really excited for a second. And then I was like, no, that's how just the that name sense?
Yeah.
of the episode. And I will read the Crave TV On Demand description of this episode. Lois witnesses the Green Arrow steal a rare diamond necklace from Martha's neck. Clark discovers Oliver Queen is the Green Arrow. Lex tests Lana's loyalty.
I think it's important to point out that that's one sentence. You read it like it was three separate sentences, because really it should be. It's only separated, those three phrases are separated by commas.
Yep.
The problem here is that they probably should be separated by semicolons, but nobody knows how to use a semicolon. Because nobody uses semicolons.
Yeah, right.
So because nobody uses them, nobody sees them in use, and therefore nobody knows how to use them, therefore nobody uses them. So I'm personally a champion of the semicolon, and I use it a lot in punctuation. But punctuation is important. Punctuation is
and you very important. Are all in for a treat. If you have not yet experienced the Lonely Island song semicolons, I highly recommend you YouTube it right now.
Okay.
Because it is
pause the podcast. It is an amusing YouTube that.
Come it's back. Just a fun. It's just fun. Enjoy. Yeah. Have a little semicolon moment.
Let's watch Smallville.
Okay.
Okay. It's loading. Here we go.
Oh, because while it's following it on
program, blah blah blah. Here it started.
Now it started.
Soft piano music playing, everybody. It's really important that you know that.
And we see the necklace off the top. It starts with a necklace.
Yeah. Where are they? Are they in the Ace of Clubs?
Of course. That's where they did everything in this season.
Well, yeah, because they only had like five sets.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Lionel in this season. He is, and he treats me
really well. I like Lionel in all seasons. Here's the really important thing you need to know about me and my relationship with Smallville. I love every character on this show except for Lana. Like,
fair.
It's not that I like every character on this show except for Lana. No, I love every recurring character on this show except for Lana. And, you know, like, their version of Aquaman, kind of
Yeah.
But he still has his own specific charms.
That dress is killer. That looks
I think that's what you call a plunging neckline.
Yeah, it is. And so Oliver Queen is here at the cool thing with Lois when she was going through a bang phase.
Okay, let's be really clear what bang phase means. We're referring to her haircut.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Not, my apologies. Not that she's just like going through her bang phase and that's why she's with Oliver, because he's a playboy.
Yeah.
No.
She just has these very distinct bangs that, I don't know, like when they're blonde, they're really distinctive. I think they're not always. Oh, there she goes saying something.
Foot in mouth?
Yeah, foot in mouth.
Lowest lane.
As she's wont to do. And this dude looks horrified. It's great.
Ooh, and the dress is backless, so she gets you coming and going.
Yeah. I do like that in this, like, with Ollie, she's the less refined one, and then with Clark, like,
she's sophisticated. She's
sophisticated.
Yeah,
like, I do like this little. She has this perfect like.
We talked about it on the last episode, and sad Clark at the end. Oh my god! It just like. There isn't another image in my mind that evokes the feeling of laughing and crying simultaneously as that image of Clark just sitting in the barn by himself,
like with that
tossing
ball.
The ball. It's just like, that's Superman.
Yeah, that's like...
Like, it's really important that you remember, not only is that whiny Smallville Clark Kent,
yeah,
but, like, that is the man who becomes Superman.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. And he is a man at that point. At this point in the series.
First Arrow. So this is the first time that we're getting, like, arrows. So this is Ollie dressed as Green Arrow, stealing a necklace, and Lois is going after him with a tray.
Yeah, she's gonna save the day.
Yeah.
It's so good. I like how we both went silent because we were like...
Because we were just watching it. What's
gonna happen? It's so good.
And he shoots up and he's like...
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Except for that CG, which was whatever. Terrible.
It's fine. It was the early 2000s.
What'd she steal from him? Oop, she stole his necklace. But like, was he wearing that before and how did she not notice? Or does she know that it's him? That's what I'm confused. So he was wearing a necklace.
No, she doesn't, but she's got her clue to figure out. Because now she's going to
investigate who he is.
Yeah.
Which, Lois. The good credits, right?
And people have done this. So you can look online, and there have been some pretty good examples of this, of Arrow with an opening in this style.
Yeah.
But, man, this is the thing that I miss the most about this era of television.
Yeah, is the title sequences?
Yeah.
Because they don't exist anymore, hey?
No, because it's just logo and that's it.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, the logo's a little bit different and we get way more excited than we should.
Because we were used to this.
Because every week we should have this.
Like, look, it's just... And I can hear the song. On that part when he, like, opens up his chest and you get the last, like, developed like, television bite, you're like, you can hear it.
It's not even... It's not even just... that you can hear it. It's like visceral. You can feel that it. Music.
I don't trust that it's recording, so that's I have to check. That's why we got
it. Yeah, so we're back at the clock tower, and it's the personal security and whatnot, protecting Lois and Oliver, and Ollie's kind of like,
I don't know what's going on. Is it just like this guy's here to like investigate them, or or is he just there to? Oh, if she remembers anything, she'll call you. So the idea that she went after him and now this guy is investigating her, or there to be like, tell me what's going on. And so of course Lois didn't tell him that she stole his necklace, and you get that little smile. Ollie knows.
I love that it's just like little baby Justin Hartley because he's so young.
He is.
This is so long ago.
Yeah.
We were so young when we were watching this.
That's correct.
Oh,
Clark's here. Hey. Oh, this is the best part of the whole show.
Yeah.
Where, like, Oliver notices Clark and, like, the way that she describes him to Oliver is just brilliant. This is the best Lois and Clark moment in the whole series.
There are green arrows in that coat of arms, just in case anybody didn't notice how on the nose it was.
Like, this is brilliant. The line where, like, he's like, you know, just the way that Lois describes you, it seems you might be a little bit more of a... And he knows. Clark knows exactly how Lois describes him.
Yeah.
And it's just so brilliant because when Oliver sees him, he's like, this is like a bro dude.
I love it because he just totally digs at her. He's like, I'm so glad that Lois has found someone that can overlook her personality.
Yeah, like it's just...
I love how much they hate each other, but you can already tell how much they love each other. And it's like...
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I think there's a jealousy thing between Oliver and Clark in this season, throughout this season.
Immediately.
But Clark really shows it by like being more snipey at Lois. I don't know why you're with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. Like, what are you getting at, Clark? Like, do you have an alternative? So good.
And so this is, like, I do like the way that Lois reacts to both of them, too.
Yeah, well.
So the idea of marking their territory, and she says, which, for the record, is not me. I do, like, she's so good with both of them. And it's just, like, a thing where, like, I understand that it's a shtick that she dates all of the superheroes on this show. But it is because, and I'm just going to get, because we're getting into Lana stuff that I don't care about. So I will continue to talk about Lois. People often ask me, and I've probably said this on the podcast before because it's like, it holds true. People ask me why Superman is my favorite superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of him. It's because of Lois Lane. Yeah. And people often don't like, they're like, what are you talking about? And again, it's in many things. I often like the characters like through the other people. Like, not, I don't really like the main characters. I like the people that are around them and things like that, right? Yeah, you like the
secondary characters.
Yeah, secondary characters. And so Clark is only Clark to me, like Superman is Superman, because of his relationship with Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And like, and the things that she are is like, she is so perfect for him because she never feels like she's with Superman. She just knows she's with Clark, who she doesn't in any way feel inferior to, right? And the idea of that, like, it's sheerly through her belief that she is good enough for him, that she is good enough for him, right? And, like, the idea, because, like, when you are Superman, who is good enough for you? Well, somebody that believes that they are, right? And this idea, and I think that that's what works really well about the two of them as characters, and why I really like Erica Durance's performance of this Lois, because this Lois is a little bit bumbling and a little bit not good at a lot of things, but being with Clark is not one of those things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, anyways, I really like Lois, and I think that that scene where Oliver and Clark first meet would not have been, like, it's because of Lois that that scene is so good, because it's like, and it's the idea that, like, it centers around her in a really weird way. And I don't know, in like a way that's like a really positive thing, I think, for all of their characters.
Well, and Lois was, the Erica Durance's Lois on Smallville was so integral to the long life of this series, because without her, it would have been several more seasons of the damsel in distress nonsense that the first three seasons are really full of. As much as Chloe is sort of cast in that same Lois Lane archetype, she ended up in a lot of the same sort of positions that Lana did. But Lois, the thing about Lois Lane that makes her awesome is that she's not a damsel in distress. She's just a plucky reporter who gets in way over her head. And why does she do it? Because she knows that, well, if it gets really bad, Superman's going to save me, right? And they play that up on this show so much in the later seasons, especially once she knows.
That
it's, like, she'll just go into a place and then, you know, she'll get in trouble and
Clark will show up. Wasn't that the very first episode? Oh, you bring it up. Okay, again, there's stuff happening. We're going to see the Arrow one more time. And it's she's Lois has now gone to see Chloe at the thing to see where this ring is.
That's some A-plus acting right there. Did you notice that they were knocked out by the gas?
I did.
Yeah, I could tell because Lois's eyes fluttered for a second.
Anyway, so Ollie's come to get his ring back.
Yeah.
But what you said reminds me of, like, this is in the very first episode after she discovers that he is... Oh, this is us. We don't know it's him yet, do we? Oh, I always forget. The audience doesn't know it's him yet.
I mean, like...
They know it's him, but at the same time...
People who don't know anything about superheroes don't know.
To be quite obviously, they don't. This is the moment where they're showing us he went back to his apartment, but he's still wearing all the garb, including the sunglasses, because, you know, can't take those off. And now he's looking at the picture of his last parents, and you're like, oh, I guess you were going to fast forward
through commercials. I was going to fast forward through commercials.
There are none. Okay, I'm going back. I'm in the middle of the thought.
Yeah.
The very first episode, she realizes it's him. They go to that place where the blue kryptonite takes his powers away.
Yeah.
But they only get into that predicament because, she's like, Clark will save me.
Yeah.
Like, if anything bad happens, he'll be there. So this idea that, like, she does put herself into a very stupid situation, but it's because she's, like, curious about it and, like, wants to investigate it. And it's not as if she's stupid. Like, and that's, like, a thing that it's, like, I think a lot the damsel in distress is, like, oh no, how did I get here? But Lois is always like, well, I knew exactly how I got here. My bad. Hey, Superman, can you come get me out? Yeah. But like, and I think that that's like a very distinct difference between the type of damsel in distress that Lois is and like the trope of damsel in distress. Because Lana...
Lana is the damsel in distress because she very often foolishly walks into situations that she can't handle.
Yeah. Or is a bit naive.
Yeah.
And which is fine. It's okay to be naive, but it puts you into a trope of being a bit of a damsel in distress.
The problem with Lana's character is that she's naive, but she also has so much hubris.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
that's
where you get into the zone, like this face she's making with Lionel right now.
Yeah. Of she's like indignant.
Yeah. And it's like, who the hell are you, lady? Like, you don't know anything about any of this. She just said that she's not naive.
She literally just said that. And we're like, no, honey,
you
like, are.
It's like, she's so, a little bit of context if you're not watching the episode. Lex and her were in his library or whatever, and one of Lex's stooges came in with a box, and the box had a piece of Kryptonian technology in it. Something that had to do with what happened on Black Thursday, season finale of the previous season, where he became Zod and the whole world was going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
She's all worried about it, and she's now coming to Lionel to figure out how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with this is that, like, she's coming to Lionel for help, but she's also being adversarial towards Lionel, which is like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like, she doesn't understand that Lionel, not only when we learn about Veritas, which, is that in this season? I think it's the next season.
It might be the next season.
We learn that, like, Lionel has been searching for all this alien stuff his entire life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And not only that, so he already had a bunch of knowledge about it, but not only that, he also, like, mind-melded with Jor-El for a season.
Right, yeah.
And so kind of like, he knows about Kryptonian technology, so you need to, like, treat the dude with some respect.
Exactly, I do like, so Ollie is here in the apartment that I guess Lois is living in the apartment now. It's always unclear where Lois lives. But anyways. So she's named him the Green Arrow Bandit in this news article, right?
Yeah.
And she's working for the Inquisitor, as we all love to point out. But anyways, but it's just...
Because so Lois names all of the superheroes.
Yeah, she names all the superheroes, and I think that that's cool. She's the...
Cisco
of the Smallville-verse.
And unfortunately, there aren't a lot of code names on Arrow. It's one of the things that, and they even made the reference to it where Ollie was like, well, you guys from Central City and your code names for villains, we take things a little more seriously around here. And it's like, yeah, a little too seriously. I don't know if you know this, but you're running around in a leather green onesie shooting arrows at people with guns.
Yeah.
It's a little silly. It's a little on the silly side.
This is a beautiful, like, moment between Ollie and Lois as well, where they're, like, talking about their own personalities or whatever, and he's, you know, defending the Green Arrow in as he must, because he is the Green Arrow. but she's, like, very stubborn and is like, no, I'm going to find him. And I think she turns him down here when he asks to go on vacation, right?
Yeah. Well, and he's trying
to distract her.
Yeah, right? To distract her away from it.
And she says the only person she's spending her weekend with...
is into leather and a perverted fetish for archery.
Yeah.
So basically what I was just making fun of Arrow for.
Yeah. It's exactly what she's...
Lois and I are on the same wavelength.
And it's the thing that, like, Oliver's like, of course I'm dating the one person that, like, wants to find out who I am.
Yeah.
But it's good because she can't be distracted, because most people are like, you want to take me to Cancun for the weekend? Sure.
Yeah. Look at all that destruction.
I know. All that
Smallville did it way before Man of Steel.
Right? Look at that. Oh, right, because that's all from Black Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was Zod. It was Zod's fault. Right. So, like, where was everybody freaking out about it in that, right?
This is cool that I do like that Clark is, like, always, like, hates Lionel, but his mom is now starting to like him, so Clark, like, has to like Lionel a little bit. Is this the season or was it last season where they were trapped in an elevator together? Is it this season? I really love that episode where Lionel and Martha are stuck in an elevator together.
I think it's this season.
And it's the one, because right now
there's
Lionel
the Scotiabank
knows...
tower in the background.
Oh, yeah, nice. Lionel knows that he is Superman, right? Like, that's sort of a thing. But nobody else knows that Lionel knows, correct? So when he's in the elevator, that's when we all decide to know together, right? Like, he lets Lois or he lets Clark and Martha know. So
yeah.
It's good. It's interesting.
I think it was always a little unclear how much he remembered from his time when he was Jor-El.
It's good. This is cool. So he's just given Clark an idea that there's only one person who hasn't been hit by the Safe Tex site or whatever, and so Clark's gonna go stake it out. And God, Ollie's wearing, like, remember when Oakley's were a thing? I feel like that's what those sunglasses are.
Probably.
And you're like,
they're very Oakley-esque.
Oakley's. Hey, here's that guy that Lois insulted.
By the way, connective tissue between Smallville Green Arrow and Arrow Green Arrow. Mm-hmm. Andy Poon worked on both costumes.
Oh, nice.
So Andy actually designed a lot of this costume.
I was going to say,
and left his mark on DC Comics.
That is a sweet CG Arrow.
That's so cool.
How come Arrow never does anything cool like that?
Like cool zoom-ins, yeah.
That's a cool... And then, these Arrow transforms into like a little hurligig to get him down the... Again, all these Arrows in this are a little cooler than all these...
Well, because this is a little bit more comic book-y, right? It's not trying to be the Dark Knight of TV shows.
True. That is true.
This is trying to be Smallville, and Smallville is silly.
Oh,
I don't know if you
Kara.
Guys can hear that. Kara's not too keen about the fact that she doesn't get to be on the podcast.
But she got to stay up really late to wait for her Auntie Mandy.
It's true.
It's good. This, I remember. I will always remember the scene where he shoots the lasers with a specialty, like, whirligig arrow, or what is it, crystal arrow?
Yeah.
And it parts so that he can see all of the, like, it's really good. I always was like... That seems like that shouldn't work in terms of like...
Of course it shouldn't work, but again, this is silly cartoon comic book superheroes and not serious, grounded, real-world superheroes.
And...
Oh, who's there?
Here's Clark.
Now, here's the deal, Clark. He's gonna know who you are because you're just wearing the same thing you were wearing earlier today. When you met him, or the night before. Actually, maybe he was wearing his blue jacket with the red shirt the day before.
But also his face is right there.
But yeah, no mask.
And now Ollie's like, what?
Okay, so Clark proceeds to just slam the Green Arrow through some priceless antiquities.
Yeah. Ugh, I do like that his costume has no arms. Like, his arms are green.
Right.
Look,
I'm just gonna put this out there. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna call you out, Stephen Amell. We know that you had them put the sleeves back on because you can't handle the cold. But like, you're Canadian.
You're from
Toronto.
You
should be able to handle the cold better than Justin Hartley.
Whoa.
Oh, somebody's seeing. You can bring her in. Bring her in.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Kara's gonna make a special guest appearance.
Do you wanna come see?
You wanna come watch Arrow?
Oh,
she's so smiley.
She's like, what are you so smiley for?
Can you say hi?
Ooh, and Clark didn't get electrocuted by this arrow.
Are you gonna talk? We're talking all about Arrow.
Yeah.
You've never seen Smallville before because
it's your first episode.
Yeah. That guy's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. He's coming into Luther Corp. We don't like Luther.
It's going to be really interesting to see what the feedback is on this episode. Because I know a few people who are going to be like, OMG, best episode ever. But I think that there might be a few people who are like, why are they talking to a baby?
Because she's so cute.
And so awake. Do you know that it's way past your bedtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fully aware. You're fully aware. She's cranked up the cuteness to 11 so that she gets to stay up late.
Just as a note, always assume when we're not talking about the episode, it's because Lana is doing something on screen.
Yeah, it's because it's not important, i.e. involves Lana.
Yeah. Lana right now is talking to the guy that brought the box in earlier, trying to be all like, I'm threatening you. And he's like... I do not work for Lex's girlfriend. But anyways.
I don't know. I think Kara is trying to figure out exactly what's happening because we're not talking to each other. We're talking at a small device on the table while staring at a TV screen.
And she's the TV's like, not playing music.
And the TV doesn't have any sound. And she's just like, this is not regular human interaction.
You're doing it
Do you
wrong.
Have anything to say about this? The one time you're silent. The one time you're silent. This baby usually talks so much.
Hi, baby.
Nothing?
You were talking in the other room.
Yeah, we could hear you. I don't know if it picked up on the recording, but we could hear you.
This scene's way too long. And it's the scene where Lana starts to become Lex, right? Like, that's the whole point of this season.
Yeah, because now she hits the emergency stuff.
Yeah, to, like, stop the episode to threaten him and his family or whatever it was that she was threatening him with.
Yeah.
And then she is like, whoa, what did I just do? And you're like, yeah, that's right. You're turning into Lex. That's exactly what's
you're
happening.
You're a bad guy.
I do like that they never left the basement of the Daily Planet because they built this so that Chloe wouldn't be a big deal.
To make the point of Chloe starts at the bottom.
But then they just like kept it at the bottom the whole time.
Well, and then eventually Chloe just no longer, like, she just abandons her dream to become Watchtower.
Because she shouldn't have been a reporter in the first place. It's just that they were trying to make her Lois.
Yeah.
And I do like, though, that they don't stop having, like, a little bit of a, like, thing where they're a little bit, like, jealous of one another. Or I guess Chloe is jealous. Oh, Chloe, the Chloe and Lois episode where they switch bodies. That is a great episode. Man, can we just do a Lois podcast?
I think that's what we're doing.
Great. I guess so.
A lot of our conversation tonight has
been about
about Lois. About Lois.
Yeah, those are shoes.
What? Who's? Who, oh, he's not on the screen anymore.
You missed Smallville.
That's right. Lois Lane.
We like her.
Yeah, she's very important.
Yeah.
So what are they? What is
remember Lois, the days of flip phones?
And how many times on this show they entered a scene with Lois on the phone and then she says something flippant and then
hangs it up,
closes her phone.
Why is she being attacked by men? What are they doing? What do they want? Oh, and she's calling someone with her flip phone. Who's she calling? Who's on her? Is it Chloe? Is it Clark? It's Chloe.
But Chloe knows that Clark is Super Clark.
So it's helpful.
She'll tell Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to come see me? Hi.
I'm going to warn you ahead of time. She's a little soggy.
Hi, baby. That's okay.
Oh. Now everybody who listens to this.
Yeah. And so Clark went to go find her, and she's not there because he's super sped over. And now Ollie's here. I don't know why. Why did Ollie show up? Anyways, and so Clark is accusing the Green Arrow of taking her.
Yeah. And it's like Clark, you need to realize that he's the Green Arrow. It's so obvious. Yeah. He's wearing a green shirt right now.
Yeah. But see, De-doy at this point, everybody. Though, he knows...
They're like Power Rangers.
He knows that Clark is Super Clark.
I'm pretty sure that if Arthur shows up at some point, he'll be wearing an orange shirt. And if...
What do you mean, pretty sure? You're 100% sure.
I'm 100% sure.
You've seen this before. We know that.
And Bart wears red, a red hoodie.
Red hoodie.
And Cyborg's the other one, right? He probably wears a gray hoodie.
Something like that. Yeah.
And then they all wear their silly outfits.
Yeah. Oh, and so she's...
Except for Clark. That's the thing that drives me nuts about Justice. We'll get there.
We'll get to that episode. It is a great episode. So Clark's... All these cell phones going off. I do like this episode. I thought it was more like... I thought there was other stuff happening in it, but... There's not. Hey, look at that Sprint telephone advertisement in the middle of the episode.
What's, Ollie's phone has a really nice display for 2004 or whatever this is.
Is it 2004?
I don't... No, it would be like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so Chloe's decrypting the ring, and she found... Oh, remember when they did that close-up of the coat of arms on Oliver's...
Yeah.
In Oliver's house? It was because it's on the ring, and she's going to see it. And he's gonna see it and know what it is and who it is.
Because, hey, by the way, Clark is a really good reporter, too.
Yeah, right? Wow, your whole family's in here. The cat's joining us and everything.
Yeah, and an aunt.
This is a special podcast day on Summer of Smallville. See what I did there?
Nope. It's not the Summer of Smallville. It's Smallville meets Arrow.
But during the Summer of Smallville. It can be both.
Look, it can be your Summer of Smallville, but it's not my Summer of Smallville.
Why not both?
Okay?
It's good. Ooh, Clark is like, hey, what's this curiously weird wall decoration that looks like a clock from the inside, even though the clock's on the outside?
Yeah.
It's the Oliver room. The Green Arrow room.
The Ollie cave.
Exactly. That's just a bunch of metal arrows. It's cool. Yeah. That's where all the Green Arrow stuff is.
It's like, do you want to be obvious that you're the Green Arrow by putting it in a backlit green... on a backlit green display case? Or maybe you could just...
keep your arrow somewhere else.
Or maybe just, like leave your archery stuff in a normal place where people would expect you to have archery stuff. And then you can just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just really into archery. Like, yeah. I'm a rich dude. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
But instead, you have to make it really obvious that you're the Green Arrow.
She's so cute. I feel like this should be a video podcast so people can see how cute she is.
It would probably be beneficial to the people who want to know how cute she is, but they can just follow me on Instagram.
That's true. Where are you going, baby? Oh, and Lois is... Who captured Lois? Did we ever figure out who captured Lois?
We haven't figured out yet. We don't know. We don't know. Because Clark thinks that it was the Green Arrow.
And the Green Arrow knows that it wasn't the Green Arrow. Because, you know, he's the Green Arrow, and he didn't do it.
We don't...
Whoa, why is she getting tortured? She's getting her head dunked in a thing of water?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because it was really good for the 30-second commercial.
Oh, that's true.
Where they were like, what crazy predicament is Lois Lane in?
Yeah, that's
true. And I think... Yeah, this is the thing. I think Erica Durant was up for way more...
Than
Kristen Crook or... or
Allison...
Yeah, Allison Mack.
Yeah.
We're up for it. Like, because the things that they put Lois through on this show, it's like, Erica Durant clearly is like, just like, put me into a crazy situation.
But that's good. That's what...
Yeah, no.
It's why she's so good at what she does.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes out on a limb a lot. So, oh no, it's the security guy from earlier in the episode.
It's almost as if Oliver's a good guy. What?
Yeah, it's like Oliver's stealing these things from these people before this Safe Tech security guy can steal it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. People monologue a lot on this.
Right? They do.
And so you're just kind of sitting here going like, what's...
Why are they still drowning her? She's not telling you anything. I don't understand.
Well, that's how torture works. You keep doing it until they tell you something. But it's also really important that they do it long enough that Lois passes out.
Yeah.
So that when Clark shows up in 5 minutes,
she doesn't know that he's... Yeah, the amount of times that Lois got knocked unconscious so that she didn't know who... Oh, no, it's Ollie that saves her with the Green Arrow. Yeah, because he gets
there first.
And Kara finally found out that we're talking to a microphone and tried to steal it.
Yeah.
It's great.
So the Green Arrow shows up to save the Green Arrow,
and there was a sweet, like,
that's a powerful bow, because he just shot that arrow into the dude, and he went, probably at least 15 feet back? And it stuck him into the wall.
Yeah. It's good. It's almost like he's the Green Arrow and is really good at shooting arrows and stuff.
I don't care how good you are at shooting arrows. You don't have that much force.
That's true. Fair. Where is she going? Anyways. What are we talking about? The Green Arrow. Oh, because it's Lois. Okay, so this is... Clark did not save her. Ollie saved her.
Yeah, Ollie saves her. Clark doesn't get there fast enough.
How did Clark not get there fast enough?
Well, because Clark doesn't know where they are.
But yeah, he did. He saw the thing on the BlackBerry that was being transmitted for the Safe Tech.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. But it's cooler that Ollie saved her.
I think we're going to reveal in a minute that Clark is like...
Oh, he's actually there or something? No. Nope.
Off to the side? I don't know.
Straight up. Not
Clark
there.
Clark just didn't get there.
Clark didn't get there. Lois almost died. What a jerk.
And what are we going to talk about over this that's not about Lana?
Michael Rosenbaum's all right.
He is, but unfortunately his whole storyline this season is tied to the weird mind games that he's playing with Lana.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is the season where they started to make him evil, but they didn't commit to it fully. So he's constantly justifying that he's still a good guy.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it's like, we know that you're doing weird genetic experiments with your girlfriend. What are you talking about? You're not a good guy.
Yeah.
You're clearly a bad guy.
Super ruthless. Super bad. He's so bad, we don't care about him. Mm-mm. He's a bad guy. Hey, guess what? I think I should Instagram this so that it goes on Instagram.
Okay. Just watch her on the side there.
Oh, yeah. No. Are you falling off?
What are they talking about? What is even happening?
I don't know. We don't care.
It just puts me to sleep, man.
But it's something about the fact that she had convinced the other guy that she knew better and that she turned him against Lex and all that jazz, right? And so Lex is like, I'm impressed that you could turn my own staff against me. And then...
So much easier to do this when we watch Arrow the night before, and then we record the next day.
So we know what's happening?
Yeah, so we know what's happened. But
this has now been 6 years, eight years.
It's been a very long time since I've watched this.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on. But the thing for this is that she tried to one-up him, and he still won. And that's the biggest thing that we take away from that bizarrely long scene. So
Metropolis Pay Park. That's over by where I used to live.
Nice.
That's over by Beresford Studios.
It is good. Oh, and
I remember when they put that sign up, actually.
Do you? Nice. Yeah. And Lois got taken to a... Yeah, so the Ollie is leaning over her. I'm gonna don't make out with a passed out girl. Oh, and she punches him. And yes, Lois. And she's gonna take him out. And of course he's like, no, you're not. I am the Green Arrow. But she tries. She puts in a valiant effort and almost got him. Anyways. So she doesn't know what's going on because she... Right? Oh, no, she does know what's going on and she's still not cool with it, right? She's like, what's going on with your vendetta?
Yeah. Well, she still thinks that he's a bad guy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he's stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
he's kind of bluffing with her, like, you're not going to do it. You won't shoot me. And then she, like, loses an arrow.
Yeah.
And it misses him, and she's like, oops.
It's good. And so, anyway, so this is a good... I like that this is encounter... It's not... This episode's not actually about him and Clark. It's not about Smallville, like, at all, really.
What's going on with all these sparks?
Oh, it's as if Superman to the rescue.
Yeah. I love that, like, this is the point in the series where Clark's got all of his powers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, because Sneeze has already happened, right? So he has all of his powers.
Sneeze already happened?
Yeah.
Oh, Sneeze is a good episode.
I think it was the second episode of the season.
Oh, yeah. Ollie rides a bike. And this is the encounter between the two of them, right?
Yeah.
Oliver Queen, you owe me one. Because he now knows who Oliver Queen is. And now Ollie's going to take off his mask. Take off your mask. Yeah. He took off his mask. Look at that glare from Ollie.
They're so pretty.
I know.
It's
almost as if they hire pretty good-looking people.
Everybody on Arrow is really pretty, too. Yeah. But I think that the cast of Smallville is, like, pound for pound, prettier than the cast of Arrow. And
really?
I'll fight anybody who disagrees with me. Tom Welling, way prettier than Stephen Amell.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a very controversial opinion, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think he's
looking. Justin Hartley, second prettiest man on the entire CW.
Really? After
ever.
Who?
Ever.
After Jensen Ackles.
After Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
Jensen Ackles is like... The thing with Jensen Ackles is that he's really pretty, but he's also got the smolder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like Justin Hartley, Justin Hartley's a pretty boy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like he doesn't quite have that edge.
But,
yeah.
And so they're going back and at the planet, apparently, Oliver returned all these really important artifacts to museums. Hi, baby. And so now he's a good guy. And everybody's excited that he's a modern-day Robin Hood.
Yeah, I'm just gonna line it up, okay? You've got Tom Welling. You've got Allison Mack as evidence right now. Erica Durance. Justin Hartley. Okay?
I could name all the people on Arrow. Sorry, I read the Arrow screen that was showing
up. Yeah. But I'm going to say that all of those people are prettier than anybody on Arrow.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about a game of inches here.
That's true.
Right? Like, they're all prettier than anybody you deal with in your day-to-day life, unless you are also a model or something like that, right?
It's not even... Oh, so Chloe's just... The idea... So Clark has come and wiped Chloe's computer from the picture because she now knows that he knows who the Green Arrow is. Yeah. And so she's like, huh, how interesting. And Lois has a Metropolis Inquisitor article about being kidnapped by the Green Arrow. What the heck was I saying?
We were talking about the prettiness.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just... Oh, yeah. That you, in social circles here in Vancouver, you can automatically tell who's an actor... Because they just, like, are better looking than everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that it's, like, you can tell when you're, like, talking to people and you're, like, what do you do? And they're, like, I'm an actor. And you're, like, oh, of course you are. Like, yes, you are. Yeah. You just happen to be doing this other thing right now.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, tell me who on Arrow is prettier than somebody on Smallville.
I think that Thea's quite good looking.
Yeah.
Is she not?
And
I'm actually really having a hard time as to who I like better, Lionel Luthor or Paul Blackthorne. I think they are both, they're different levels of good looking.
Yeah, really? So you're going to...
I think they're very different.
You're going to put Lionel Luthor in the... See, like, This is interesting to me because yeah. from my perspective as a straight white guy, I would never put that together. But like, you think that, like, you look at him and you think, like, that's a good looking man?
Well, for a dad, for an older dude yeah. on a show.
Sure, no, yeah.
He like, is the Paul Blackthorne equivalent on this show.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by, like, I like Lionel yeah. Moore in these seasons. In the first ones, he's kind of grody and yeah. and whatever, but he got good looking.
He gets kind of this the nice ruggedness.
Yeah, and where yeah. you're like, go Martha, like, in many ways, right? So,
But Jonathan Kent, better looking than Lionel.
I don't know if he is.
You don't think John Schneider? This is... Again. Quiver, Smallville meets Arrow, answering the tough questions so you don't have to.
Yeah. But you want to.
Who's the prettiest man over 40 on Smallville?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, but so Lionel, what I really like is that Lionel knows exactly what Lex is, and that's sort of like, because Lex built him, right? Or because Lionel built him. And that in this, as much as he is always on Lex's side, he gets Lana and kind of wants to be on her side too, which I always think is interesting. So this conversation between Lionel and Lex is really, really fascinating in that he almost feels bad for Lex and Lana equally, like in terms of like who he cares about more to win. Is somebody going to be up in the barn that he gets to talk to? Oh, Ollie. Yay. This is the first Oliver and Clark moment that's not like totally.
Well, this is the first time Ollie's been in the barn.
That is,
and
yeah.
It's important. It's always important when characters
come and join him in the barn.
Are in the barn because this is his fortress of solitude, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he has a fortress of solitude at this point. But this is in season one. I think that Jonathan refers to it as his fortress of solitude.
That is correct. He does. I think you're right.
Yep. I don't know if the people listening to this realize this, but we are really big Smallville fans.
Yeah, right?
We really like this show.
It's a good show. I got to be in that barn.
As cheesy as it can be. Oh, yeah?
Well, in the version that they had this on the soundstage by the time I was there. But it was cool. They put Crafty in it because they didn't want us. It was just in the barn. It was quite funny. Yeah, it was funny. Anyways, what were we saying about good-looking people? Anyways, I think that I don't know. I think that Allison Mack is as good-looking or a little less than any of the other female heroes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I give her the edge. I give her the edge over anybody on.
But see, they're good-looking in different ways.
Yeah.
Because everybody's happier on Smallville.
So this is one of the things is that I tend to go more towards the girl next door sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then on Arrow, I feel like everybody's a little bit more edgy.
Oh yeah, they're too good looking to be girls next door.
Yeah, so it's a little bit. I guess
it's just your own personality. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But yeah.
Makes sense.
Because Chloe definitely fits in that mold of the. Yeah.
Yeah. Did Clark just give him a lesson about you can't steal even though you think stealing is good?
Yeah, because he's Superman.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And then Ollie is here being like, you have powers nobody can have, and I admire that you use it. But then the idea that Ollie's older than Clark, right?
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah, because Ollie is Lex's age. They're
right?
the same.
Yeah,
age.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is one of the things that I love about the way they position the character of Oliver Queen on Smallville is that they brought him in at the point when Lex is going full dark side.
Right.
And Clark is losing that sounding board. So they bring in this alternate version of Lex that is Oliver Queen, who's another billionaire playboy
guy
who's also a superhero.
Yeah.
So Ollie comes in and brings up the whole idea of what are you doing hanging out Smallville and just protecting your friends. There's a whole world that needs protecting and you're ignoring them. And so Clark was trying to high road Ollie, and then Ollie turns around and goes you can't high road me.
Yeah.
You are keeping yourself out of the fight, right?
Yeah.
And I think that that's just a great There's great writing on this show, and people give Smallville a hard time and call it like cheesy and silly and stupid. And
the episode ended a while ago. We're just
we talked through the credits. It's over.
But it's all done. Mm-hmm.
Is that how you feel about Oliver Queen? You prefer Supergirl. I wonder why. She's in the next season. We'll watch an episode of the Supergirl season with you as well.
That'll be good. But I like everything you're saying, and that's why I think Ollie coming onto Smallville was really cool. Like, I do love all of these sort of... This arc, like, was good to have him in this arc, right? And they bring somebody in every season that's, like, a new important character, because next season, like you're saying, it's Supergirl. But Ollie was the one person that I think stuck in the same way that, like, bringing Lois on did.
Yeah.
And because they've tried that. Didn't they try that with a couple other people as well? Like, they always have somebody.
Yeah, there's kind of like, always a new person every season.
Oh, yeah, like, Zod comes in season 8 or something, and it's terrible, and they have Doomsday in another one. But to be fair, those are supposed to be bad guys, so.
Yeah. cool. Well,
we're all done.
That's it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap things up and then put this baby to sleep because it is way past her bedtime. So far past her
Thanks
bedtime.
Thanks for coming to join us, though, Kara.
Yeah. As always, you can stay up to date with all the latest Arrow news by heading to quiverpodcast.com. You can also follow us online at facebook.com/quiverpodcast and at quiverpodcast on Twitter. Amanda is ignoring her cue.
Oh, sorry. Her Twitter. You can also follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Akonkin, AKONKIN. Add an 86 to that for Instagram to see an awesome cute baby picture.
It's true. And I am at Arkwulf, ARKWULF, on Twitter, as well as on Instagram. And there are even more cute baby pictures there, as well as some videos.
Yeah, yours are better.
Yeah.
Because you get to see her, and I never get to see her.
Well, yes, she is actually, she's my daughter.
I guess so. That makes sense.
You just visit.
That's true. That's fair.
And you get to see her as much as you want, because you know you can just come to our house any night you want to. We're also part of Thunderquack Podcast Network. You can find more podcasts like this one if you enjoy this by heading to thundercrack.com.
If you enjoy this. If you haven't listened to any other Quiver podcasts, please go listen to a different episode of Quiver Podcasts.
Look, guys, it's the summer. Now she's making the face. Oh my God.
It's good.
Can you give me the face? Make the face. There it is. You guys probably couldn't hear that, but she does a little snort thing when she makes her funny face.
But yes, it's the summer. We get lax over the summer, but at least you have content to listen to, so we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, look, it's this or silence.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm fully prepared for the comments that are like, I would have preferred silence. And you're totally right to prefer silence.
And guess what? You're allowed to have it. Just turn it off.
Yeah.
But you've lasted this way.
Yeah. But as you guys know, if you listened this long, hashtag quiver all the way. Head to thunderquack.com. Check out other podcasts. We're losing Kara.
She's done.
Yeah.
She's done. We're done for the night.
We're done.
That's it.
If you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/thunderquack, store.thunderquack.com, buy merch.
Got pledge a cool
on
cool
Patreon.
Thing, cool thing. The scarf was great. So my mom, I wore the scarf when she was down this weekend.
Yeah.
She's like, that scarf is wonderful. Where'd you get it? I was like, from the Thunderquack store. And so I'm going to try to get my mom to get one. Yeah. So scarves are stylish.
Yeah.
That moms will want to buy them to be like their daughters. Because their daughters are super stylish.
Totally. And since Kara is guest starring on this episode of Quiver... I have to mention that Kara does have a podcast. She hasn't recorded an episode yet. We need to get on that. She's got a couple of words now, so maybe we can give it a try. No, you don't like that idea? What do you want? What do you want to do?
It may have to be a video podcast.
It might have to be a video podcast. But you can find Kara's podcast at favoritepodcast.com. Right?
Favorite podcast?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, favorite podcast with a U.
This is my favorite.
Well, the podcast is called this is my favorite podcast.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about all of Kara's favorite things. It's a little difficult now because she can't quite verbalize, but she definitely has favorite things. We're taking pictures. We're taking selfies, which is a terrible thing to do on a podcast.
You know, you didn't have to participate in the picture taking.
It's true.
I was going to take it regardless.
But okay, so I'll just carry the rest of the podcast myself.
You will. You got this part.
Yeah, so, and as a matter of fact, Kara is all over the internet with her podcast. There's a Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
There's a Twitter account. So people should go follow all of those things.
Even with no podcast.
Yeah.
You can still follow her podcast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a baby.
And eventually it'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day. It'll just surprise you.
Yay.
Also, like, feel free to email us mail@quiverpodcast.com and tell me that I'm a terrible parent for taking advantage of my child and the free labor that I'll get from her by tricking her into doing a podcast with me before she even really understands.
She was crying because she was left out earlier, and now she's very happy because she was a part of the podcast. So
it's true.
It's good.
Yeah, she could hear you guys, and aww, she was very mad at me.
Well. That's it.
She won't hear us now because we're done.
We're done.
Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back soon with another episode of Quiver Smallville Meets Arrow.
Yes. So we'll see you next time on the Summer of Smallville.
Okay. We'll see you next time.
Stay sharp, Arrowheads.
That's perfect.
That was great.